This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. The man in charge of Barack Obama's search for a running mate resigned from the campaign today. Jim Johnson is a familiar figure in National Democratic Party circles, but in recent days he's faced scrutiny for his financial relationships. Johnson, the former CEO of Fannie Mae, is accused of accepting favorable treatment on a mortgage, and his oversight role in approving hefty executive compensation packages also has raised eyebrows. So for Barack Obama, Johnson's role as the head of his vice presidential search committee was becoming a bit of a problem. NPR's Mara Liasson joins us to talk about this development. Mara, Barack Obama talked about this yesterday, and he said it wasn't a problem. So why did Jim Johnson still have to step down today?
Well, I think that yesterday the Obama campaign thought that they could get past this, at least gut it out until Obama had a vice presidential candidate and Jim Johnson's job was done. Yesterday, the campaign was saying this was overblown and irrelevant. Obama himself said he wasn't going to screen all his aides for their mortgages because that way he would have had to hire someone to vet his vetters. And he went on. Here's a little bit of what he said.
Jim Johnson has a very discreet task, as does Eric Holder, and that is simply to gather up information about potential vice presidential candidates. They're performing that job well. It's a volunteer, unpaid position. And they're giving me information, and I will then exercise judgment in terms of who I want to select as a vice presidential candidate. So this is, these aren't folks who are working for me. They're not people who, I have assigned to a particular job in a future administration. And ultimately, my assumption is that, this is a discrete task that they're going to be performing for me over the next 2 months.
So that was the just a volunteer defense. But by today, it looked like the Obama campaign decided that Jim Johnson really didn't meet Obama's own standards because he got these below interest rate loans from Countrywide, one of the biggest actors in the subprime mortgage mess, at a time when Johnson was the president, the CEO of Fannie Mae, who bought a lot of these mortgages. And that is a company and a practice that Obama has criticized again and again.
Now, was it just the mortgages? It sounds like there were other issues.
Well, there was Johnson's own compensation package at Fannie Mae. There was also his role on compensation committees of corporate boards where he approved huge pay packages for CEOs that Obama not only criticized, but even introduced legislation that's known as Say on Pay, legislation that would have given shareholders more say in executive pay packages.
Now, Mara, it seems that there's a tremendous focus this year on the associates of the candidates. A lot of accusations of guilt by association. Should we expect this to continue all the way through November?
Yes, we should, and especially when you have self-styled reformers like McCain and Obama. It's very hard to have every member of your campaign live up to your standards to bring a new kind of politics to Washington. Both of these candidates have been the scourge of lobbyists, the scourge of corporate insiders, but they can't seem to avoid having them around. McCain tied himself into knots trying to figure out how to get lobbyists off his staff. The question now is, how can Obama bring change to Washington without hiring some Washington insiders? They have the experience.
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks so much, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.